Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
More reaction now as we continue our coverage of President Trump's address to Congress last night. With us now is Massachusetts State Representative Jeff Diehl, an outspoken supporter of the president who served as state chair of the Trump campaign. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome back to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not necessarily a lot of surprises in the address last night, substance-wise, but a different tone set by the president. What'd you think?
Thought it was pretty unifying. I think he outlined some of the successes he's had and some of the goals he still wants to work on, and pointed to some things like the market doing very well, $3 trillion back in, out of the TPP. He actually pointed to the fact that Harley-Davidson pays 100% tariff on products outside of the United States. So I think he was giving concrete examples of what he was trying to overcome for the economy and for the American workers.
You called it unifying, but he also repeated his insistence on pursuing some policies that have lots of opponents. No signs of backing down on anything, but at the same time, he reached across the aisle, aimed at his critics for help in places, including on immigration and health care reform. Did he do enough?
Yeah, I think he did a really good job, again, highlighting the fact that, you know, immigration also affects employment. He wants to make sure that union households are back to work and they don't undercut wages. So I think he tried to humanize the immigration issue a bit more so people could understand it.
But Capitol Hill Democrats are already critical of the speech, so you don't really expect them to come to the president's side on these issues, do you?
No, of course. There's always going to be critics, and I think that this last election cycle proved that it has been a difficult election. And I think he just was, again, trying to unify a lot of folks. And look, he said, the big quote of the day for me was, my job is not to represent the world. My job is to represent the United States of America. And maybe there are people that disagree with that, but I think over time they're going to come to understand he really does care about the average American family trying to make it in this day and age.
What do you make of Republican opposition already building for some of the president's proposals outlined last night, including the sharp cuts to foreign aid and domestic some domestic programs, running into opposition from the GOP on Capitol Hill?
Well, I mean, I like the fact that he's talking about paid family leave, not necessarily a Republican issue, but he is also talking about military infrastructure increases, which tends to be a Republican issue. So I'm sure there's going to be divides within the Republican Party, but at the end of the day, it's going to be the House, the Senate, and the president that need to get on the same page, and that's democracy. If they don't agree, that's a good thing, I think.
What's your biggest remaining concern about the challenges the president faces in getting his initiative across on Capitol Hill?
Well, I mean, we saw in the first 40 days or so now that trying to get his cabinet in place to work on these issues has been a bit of a challenge. But I think once they're all in and have their staff in place, I think we're going to see an accelerated pace at which not only Congress moves, but also the White House administration as well. So I think that people can look for not only continued pretty busy activity, but even actually achieving some policy changes through Congress very soon.
Will he be able to bridge the political divide and the animosity that some are feeling right now?
Yeah, again, it was a pretty bitter election, and I understand that some people seem to have a problem getting over the election, but I think that, you know, when you start thinking about the fact that it's 4 years, maybe eight, you've got to start working with an administration, and I'd like to see sort of an end from the obstruction, but again, people do this at their own peril, and so he is the president. We will be, I think, seeing a lot of more broad outlines of what he wants to do once he accomplishes what he's laid out so far.
State Representative Jeff Diehl, Republican from Whitman, thanks a lot for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Bob.